Hi, I'm Jackson Lewin. Welcome to my podcast, The World Wars for Kids. Today, I'm going to tell you part of the tale of planes from World War II. When I sat down to write this podcast, I realized there were too many planes, air battles, and stories from the skies in World War II to cover in a single podcast. So I wrote two, one about air battles over Europe, and one about the battles over the Pacific. I decided to start with Europe because the battles I'm going to talk about started there first. Okay, so we're just going to jump right into it. Imagine you're a Polish person minding your own business at home or walking to school. Then you hear loud shrieks coming from the air. You look up and see two airplanes flying towards you at top speed. This is what happened when Germany used Blitzkrieg, the Blitzkrieg tactic that we talked about in our episode on tanks in World War II. For people that are new to the show, Blitzkrieg was a tactic used by Germany in the Second World War. Blitzkrieg is a German word meaning lightning war. The order of attack was first by planes, then tanks, then infantry. By the time World War II started in 1939, there were more planes available for use in battle. Those most commonly used throughout the war were the B-17 bomber, the Focke Wulf, the Mosquito, the P-38 Lightning, the Lancaster bomber, the Junker heavy bomber, the Spitfire, the Stuka dive bomber, the Horsa glider, and the C-47 Skytrain. These planes would fight each other in air battles known as dogfights. Sometimes the planes would also bomb the enemy bases in bombing raids. Fighter planes would battle over other fighter planes to protect the bomber planes. One of the biggest bombing campaigns of the war was the Battle of Britain. The Battle of Britain was a famous battle where Germany wanted to invade Britain. To do that, they needed to control the sky over Britain. They sent fighter planes and bomber planes to England. When they got there, they bombed the RAF, or Royal Air Force, airfields. For those who don't know what an airfield is, it's like an airport, but for the Air Force. When Germany attacked, they called their attacks Adlertag, or Eagle Attacks. At one point, the Germans stopped bombing airfields and started bombing English cities, with London suffering the most attacks. There are many movies such as The Chronicles of Narnia or Bedknobs and Broomsticks that show how the British evacuated children from major cities and moved them to the countryside to protect them from the bombing. More than 2,900 RAF pilots from around the world fought in the Battle of Britain. Many of these pilots were from British colonies and allies such as India, France, Africa, and Canada. In the end, the RAF defeated the German Air Force and saved Britain from invasion. The RAF lost 950 in aircraft, but more than 1,700 German planes were destroyed. The symbol of the RAF was a circle with three rings and a dot in the middle. The order of colors from out to in was yellow, blue, white, and a red dot in the middle. The symbol was on the side of every single plane in the RAF. In retaliation for the German bombings, the Allies started to bomb Germany. The advantages of bombing was that you could bomb the enemy's factories so they couldn't build more planes, tanks, or guns to fight with. There was another thing that both sides used to shoot planes with. It was called an anti-aircraft gun. It was sort of like a cannon pointed up high up, except it would shoot in a straight line and shoot quicker. Now I will tell you about the planes used in these aerial battles. First, we'll start with the German Focke Wulf. It was the best fighter plane of the war because of its speed and armament. Its top speed was a mind-blowing 755 kilometers, or 469 miles per hour. Its main armament was a small cannon located at the front of the plane. Did you know that by the end of the war, Germany had built more than 900,000 Focke Wulfs? Another plane I wanted to talk about was the Spitfire. It was definitely the most famous plane in World War II, if not in the world. The reason it's famous is because it was the main fighter plane used to repel the German bombers and fighters during the Battle of Britain. Its top speed was 575 kilometers, or 357 miles per hour. It continued to be used as Britain's main fighter plane throughout the war. One of the Americans' main fighter planes in the war was the P-38 Lightning. It was fast, maneuverable, and heavily armed. The P-38 Lightning was called the Lightning because of how fast it was. The main British bomber of the war, the Avro Lancaster, could carry the most bombs of every plane used in the war. It could carry 6,350 kilograms of bombs, or 14,000 pounds of bombs. This includes the Grand Slam bomb that weighed 10,000 kilograms, or 22,000 pounds. It was also called the Earthquake Bomb. The Americans' main bomber plane in the war was the Boeing B-17 bomber. The airmen liked to call it the Flying Fortress because it was heavily armored with metal and machine guns. All of this armor and guns meant it was very heavy, and oh yes, it was. It was an unbelievable 24,948 kilograms, or 55,000 pounds. A B-17 could carry up to 3,628 kilograms, or 8,000 pounds of bombs to drop on a target. The U.S. used these bombers successfully to bomb Germany near the end of the war. One interesting story from World War II is the tale of the Tuskegee Airmen, a group of pilots who were the first African-American pilots to serve in the U.S. Air Force. The Tuskegee Airmen were a squadron of fighter pilots that escorted the defending Allied bombers and defended Allied bombers in 15,000 bombing raids against Germany, mainly in the Ruhr Valley region. They were also known as the Red Tails, because they painted the tails of their planes dark red. The Red Tails were often requested by bomber crews. Of roughly 1,000 pilots, only 66 lost their lives in combat, one of the highest survival rates of any escort group in the war. Thank you for joining me today. Please join me next time in part 2 of Planes in World War II, the Pacific. My sources for this episode were 1. DK's Machines of War, The Definitive History of Military Transport and Heavy Weaponry. 2. Military Aircraft Markings and Profiles by Barry C. Wheeler. 3. World War II, Map by Map by DK and Peter Snow. 4. The National Museum of World War II of the United States website at www.nationalww2museum.org. Thank you for listening. Bye, and see you next time.